sneak out of the house to visit your favorite bridge, because this week's Discovery joins three normal kids on a quest to save their city's landmarks. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. So many of today's stories for kids feature kids who are extraordinary, kids who are popular or world famous or have some kind of mind-blowing powers. But that's not the case in The Midnight Brigade by author Adam Borba. Its trio of characters is lovably, refreshingly average. The story joins three young loners from Pittsburgh as they come together to save the city's beloved bridges. Carl Chesterfield has always loved the city's bridges, so when he notices that the bridge above his father's totally mediocre new food truck has some deep gashes in it, he begins to worry that the city is under attack by monsters. And he's not alone. When a classmate asks Carl to sneak out of the family's townhouse late one night for a secret meeting, they end up making a shocking discovery under Carl's favorite bridge. Now, while it may be a brand new release, there's something about The Midnight Brigade that just seems classic, like the kind of novel that old people like me would have read during their middle grade years. There's nothing especially super about the characters. They're just average, awkward, insecure kids who stumble upon something extraordinary and totally magical. Still, these average kids are pretty lovable, especially Carl, a timid kid who tends to fade into the woodwork everywhere he goes. He can't seem to stand up for himself, but through his adventures, he learns that sometimes you have to be bold, especially if your friends are in danger. Of course, the classic feel of this story means that it's not as fast-paced and action-packed as the stories that today's kids might be used to. Young readers might find themselves waiting for some big revelation. But while it doesn't have a whole lot of action, it does have some meaningful lessons, along with the charm and whimsy and some of the humor of some of your favorite books by Roald Dahl. But is it worth defending the bridges with Carl and his friends? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The Midnight Brigade is a charming read that shows that average kids can do pretty amazing things. It isn't a remarkably memorable book, the kind that kids will read and reread multiple times, but it's a worthwhile pick for bedtime reading. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Midnight Brigade by Adam Borba is 151 engagingly old-school pages long and is available from Little Brown Books for young readers. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.